You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown. A good card to look forward to there, including the Group 3 Ballyroan Stakes. Plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very good morning to you, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Nice one, yeah.
Moving on through this mountain of Irish racing that we're encountering.
There's plenty of it. Although we did have a blank day yesterday with the weather getting in the way.
Yeah, I still had to do a podcast though, so it wasn't as a podcast. If I'd have known before I'd done it all, then it would have been a lot more easy to cope with. But the thing, yeah, I'd spent 2 hours obviously doing it and doing all the form for it. So yeah, could have done without that. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, notes go in the book, I suppose, for next time.
Yeah.
Yes, good card at Leopardstown tonight though, Andy, so at least we've got that to look forward to.
We have. We've got a great race as well. The showcase race of the night is the Group 3 Ballyroan Stakes, which I think will tell us a good bit more about the three main market protagonists. A lot of them have got aspirations slightly greater than this, particularly Fields of Athenry and Morning Mix, who have both entered in the Great Voltigeur and, of course, the St Ledger.
Yeah, we'll move on to that in due course. Good race to look forward to there. But the first race is the 5:15. We start here with a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for the 3-year-olds. And Cenotaph heads the market and being supported from 7-4 into 6-4 this morning. Most of the others on the slide. Captain Power is 11-2. Anonymous Lady is 6-1. Is He Bay or Grey is 6s as well. 11s for Gladly. Callan Moore is 14s with Chaplin Bay. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. So I suppose there's two questions here, Andy. Should the favourite be 6-4? And is there any value against him?
The answer to that is, or both of those questions, is no and yes. I think Cenotaph's a nice horse. He's a winner waiting to happen. There's no doubt about that. The way he ran last time at the Curra certainly suggested he's going to win sooner rather than later. But is he going to win over 6 furlongs? That's the big question mark that I've got. I wrote down in my notes that day, needs a mile plus. When he got outpaced over 7 furlongs, he didn't get the clearest of runs. I take that on board. But he basically didn't have the speed to help himself out of the trouble he got himself into, if that makes any sense. He's been yo-yoing in and around all kinds of distances this year. He started off over a mile, then a mile and a quarter. He dropped back to 7, which I thought was a bit of a head-scratcher. And it's got to be even more of a head-scratcher today. This is a real speed track, Leopardstown. I've been watching racing here for the last 2-3 years now at this gaff, and I'm just convinced that you need to be on the speed here. The speed figures and the times they produce always suggest to me that they go very, very slowly and then they're basically quick and turning it the home straight. It almost becomes a bit of a joke, really, trying to work out how the races are panning out. And I think Cenotaph could be in trouble here. He's got a bad draw. He's going to get in behind. There's no way he's going to get anywhere near the front. And you're a better man than me if you think that's a 6-4 shot. I couldn't back him with counterfeit money at that price. I'm going to go with a couple of horses who have got really good form of late. They both want 6 furlongs. They've both proven in these kind of races up a stiff uphill incline. Is He Bay or Grey has to be the number one choice. Sorry, Is He Bay or Grey, beg your pardon. Changing sex there. He's a course and distance winner. He did that when he won 2 starts back, staying on very strongly. And he also supplemented that victory with a win last time at Dundalk. His time figures are good. And just Patrick Martin 3-year-old is just in a great place at the moment. I think 6-1's a massive price. And the other 6-1 shot is Adrian Keatley's filly, Anonymous Lady. She also comes in great form. She's been running very consistently well all year. You're bound to get another good run for your money in a race like this. 4 behind Dark Alliance, Ducky Mallon Shipyard reads well in a good time figure at the Curra. Then went to Navan the other day and landed a bit of a punt and won as easy as you like. Obviously, he's got a little bit more on his plate here in a slightly better grade, but I certainly think she's up to it. So I think the favourite's just a terrible price. I just couldn't back it at the odds. If it wins, you just say, well, fair enough, I got it wrong, but you've got to go with your gut instinct. And we'll go with Isabel Gray and Anonymous Lady.
Couple against field for Andy then in the 5.15. The 5.45 is the second race, and this one is an EBF maiden over 7 furlongs. Lieutenant General is the 8-13 market leader, 9-2 for Theodorico, 5-1 for Star of Kings. Restless Rambler is 8, 14-1 for Afzal, and 20s are bigger for the others. Few of them in here with form, Andy. Lieutenant General has found his way to the top of the market, and several newcomers as well. So how do you work out the 5.45?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, really, to have a massive punt on Lieutenant General. I think he'll probably win this race, or we should do anyway. Looking back at his run in the Tyro Stakes behind two quality animals, that Deauville and Sanus Per Akram, I think are arguably a couple of the best Irish juveniles we've seen so far this season, certainly from a staying perspective. That Deauville very much is a grinder and a battler and a horse that you want with you in the trenches, because he got the better of a horse I really rated, and I know Jim Baldry does as well, Sanus Per Akram. That was backed as if defeat was out of question. He was, I think he was 4 to 6, 8 to 11 in the morning. He went off 1 to 3, and I think he could have carried Jim Baldry off on a stretcher, like with the fact that horse got beat last time out. And Lieutenant General, though he's beaten four lengths back in third, that still represents top quality form. I mean, he's rated 101. Interesting, he's got the tongue tie on as well as the blinkers on today, so maybe he might have made a little bit of a noise in that race. All in all, he sets a very high standard. If there's one in this race that's better than him, they've got to run to group level on their very first start. The likes of Theodorico, Restless Ramba et al, that they've obviously got to do something quite extraordinary first time. The one other horse with a bit of form is Star of Kings. He ran quite encouragingly the day at the Curra behind Shogun, but I'm not totally convinced that form's anything to write home about. The speed figure suggests that it isn't, and the second horse, Sunglider, let the form down the other day at Ney. So I wouldn't want to be back in her in a rush either. So Lieutenant General, though a shortest price, should ensure that Fabio Backer's on good terms in that second race.
Lieutenant General to confirm favouritism there. Then the 6.20 is the third race on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. The market headed by another short price one from the Aidan O'Brien stable. The Crewmaster is the 4-7 favourite. 5-1 for Greco. Catchword is 7s. 12-1 for Ared. 12s also for Foolish. 14-1 for Spiritual Man. And 16s are bigger for the others. Another short priced Aidan O'Brien runner in a maiden, Andy. Is this one going to win as well?
I think so, yeah. Largely due to the fact that most of his rivals are of a fairly modest nature, and quite a few of them are relatively exposed, the likes of Greco and R-Ed. They've had quite a few chances between them, and the level of their overall profile doesn't suggest that they're going forward in a rush, whereas Crewmaster's very much on the upgrade just based on the one run. He's obviously going to improve quite significantly from that run at Galway last week. He would have learnt plenty as well. That track often teaches a horse quite a few things, really. How to brake, how to come down a hill, how to come up a hill, how to get involved in a race, and you know, because it is quite tight for room around a home turn. He did all those things and more. And I like the way he finished off his race as well. The winner got the lovely run through around the inside, Boa Boy, who I tipped up that day. It was a race at New Agenda, was odds on, but once again, one or two Dermot Weld horses in maidens found themselves struggling for their very best form for one reason or another. And he was way back in fourth. The time figure of the race is good as well. It wasn't as if they crawled. They went a good gallop. Fran Berry ensured that Boa Boy was going to take no prisoners, and the Crewmaster finishing second has achieved more on his first run than all the others have done in several runs previously. So he's going to take a bit of beating here. He's got a reasonable draw, and Joey O'Brien takes the ride tonight. So again, another short price one of Aidan O'Brien's that I'd be looking to get on the right side of.
And on to the fourth race next. This is the 6.55. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and one furlong. Liberty's Gift is the 4-1 market leader. 5-1 for Timeless Focus. Broca Pondo is 6-1, but that one's a reserve. Ferguson is 7-1. 9s for She's No Joke. Master Chippy, 9-1. And 10s or bigger for the others. Competitive apprentice handicap. Who do you side with in there?
Yeah, not a particularly strong betting race for me here. Obviously, Liberty's Gift has got to be a major factor. One of the only few horses here that comes here via a win. The thing is, though, that race that he was victorious in the other day down in Wexford, the ground was soft, and all his best forms on soft ground, as well as two victories on the flat, and indeed many of his runs over hurdles have been on softish ground. And it is going to be a dry night today and a dry day at Leopardstown. It's good to firm good in places. They've got no rain forecast. So, yeah, like I say, things could have been slightly better for Liberty's Gift here. Whereas, I do think Ferguson have got the perfect platform to run another good race here at Leopardstown. Although he's yet to really, what you could call, trouble the judge. I've just been keeping my eye on this horse, and I think he's improving with every run. I still think he's learning about the game, David Marnane's three-year-old. Inexperience has rather been catching him out, but as I said, I think there's more to come from this fella. And he didn't run too badly the other day. He got a slow beginning and was in a bad track position, as I said many, many times before on podcasts at Leopardstown. If you're too far back here, turning into the home straight, you just can't make up any ground. It's as if they run virtually in their lanes, and where you turn in is where you finish. And he very much run to that notion the other day when he was fifth or sixth round in the home turn on the inside, and he stayed in that position. He'd run okay the time before in a good race that was won by Law Major. That race has worked out really well. The likes of Monolite, Beat Cosmos have all either won or run well subsequently. So he's had a couple of stabs at the board here at Leopardstown, so he should be coming ingrained with what's to be expected here at the Dublin venue. And it's not a race where there's that many horses in it with plenty of upside. He's one of those that has. And with that in mind, at 7-1 roughly this morning with William Hill, I think that's a fair enough each way bet.
Each way pick Franny then in the 6:55. The 7:30 is the big race of the evening. It's the Group 3 Ballyroan Stakes. It's over a mile and a half. And Fields of Athenry heads the market at 1-2. 9-2 for Edelpaw. Morning Mix is 5-1. 14s for Sertorak and 20-1 for Raheran. Pretty short price favourite here, Andy. I know from talking to you off air, it's not necessarily one you think should be as short as it is. So talk through your thoughts on the 7:30.
Yeah, sometimes you just look at a race and you think, well, I can give all three of these a major shout. And yet one of them is 1-2. And I'm just finding it really difficult to come to terms. I've looked at it four or five times this morning, probably more than that, and keep coming back to me thinking, how on earth is this horse 1-2? You look at the bare bones of his form. It's okay, but it's not something that I would make him a clear-cut favourite with. He won well last time, obviously a big distance, but I think the winning margin was accentuated by the ground change, his track advantage, the fact that he made all and could quicken off the home turn. As I said, it does pay to race handy here at Leopardstown. The fact that the second and third didn't really run up to the best form, still won for one reason or another. Maybe it was the visor, didn't produce his best. Neither did Drifting Miss, a horse I tipped on that occasion, and the ground went for her. And like I say, this was probably hugely flattered to win by the distance that he did. Okay, it was an impressive performance. The time figure, again, was just okay. It wasn't anything that I'm getting really excited about. He got beat the time before in a handicap, albeit off top weight. The horse I tipped, Botany Bay, in that race that day, has got beat since in a three-runner race. And brightly shining, Jim Bulger's charge is rated 80. At least Jim Bulger here, who's got one of the main dangers in the shape of Morning Mix, would probably have a look at that form and think, well, I've got half a chance of turning a favourite over here with one of my stable representatives. And I'm going to get onto this Morning Mix now, because I've been waiting for this fellow to run for quite a while. He's a horse that really caught my imagination when he ran a Herculean race two starts back in the King George the Fifth Cup here at Leopardstown over the course and distance behind two very promising sorts in Rad and Poor and most notably Bondi Beach. Regular podcasters will know that I think Aidan O'Brien's charge is an exceptionally progressive three-year-old and might take his chance in either the Ledger or the Voltager or even the Ebor if he gets into that handicap. I think that race is really good. The time figure was good for a seven-runner race. And Morning Mix, on only his third career start in a listed race, has run way beyond his price expectation. He then went down to the Curragh the other day. Although he was 11-10 favourite, he made absolute mincemeat of his field that day. There's been plenty of winners out of that race down the field. It was a good time. And Kevin Manning rode him as if, you know, he really wanted to test him and see how strong he stayed, dropping back in trip. Going back to mile and a half should suit. And the ground's very much in this horse's favour tonight. Edelpaw, the other horse who's fancied here tonight, he's got three runs, but they've all been on soft or heavy ground. I don't know about him either. If he handles the ground, fine. But like I say, all his best form's on a soft or heavy surface. So I wouldn't want to be backing him at 4-1. So I do think the bookmakers have rather given fanciers, including me, a chance here with this Morning Mix. He's 11-2 this morning. And for me, he rates the best bet on the card.
Best bet on the card then, Frandy, in the shape of Morning Mix in the 7:30. The 8 o'clock is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and 7 furlongs, and Ivanovich Gorbatov heads the market at 4-1, nibbled from 9-2 as well. 7-1 for Hurricane Sky. Magenta is 8, 9-1 for Theophilus, 9-1 as well for Dane King, and 10s or bigger for the others. You quite like the maiden form of Ivanovich Gorbatov, don't you, Andy? And the second place in that race has boosted it since.
Absolutely, yeah. He's another horse that I think has got plenty of upside. In fact, in this race, I'm going to go with the two horses who've got the most unexposed profile, who've been arguably running against a better class. And one of them, of course, is Ivanovic Gorbachev, who's only had the two starts. He was too green to do himself justice first time out at Tipperary, but he stepped up on that markedly. Went up to trip, first time up this year, back in May. He bet a horse who's won subsequently and ran a brilliant race off top weight last week in a Galway handicap in the shape of Torcedor. Now, he's gone on to be rated in the 90s. So even though I thought at the time the rating for Ivanovic Gorbachev rated 97 was a little bit high, I think the handicapper might have probably just about got him right. He certainly gets a chance to prove that, whether that's right or wrong tonight, here in his first try in this kind of company. I do think he's a nice horse in the making. If he can defy his perch of 97 and the track, the stall position of stall 16, then he's obviously got to be group class. The other horse I definitely want to add into the mix here is Weather Watch, a horse who was very much on the upgrade a couple of years ago. He's got some fantastic form here at Leopardstown. He's yet to be out the frame in three starts. And I thought it was an eye-catching run from Jesse Harrison's charge in a conditions race of the day down in Galway. He's very much ridden as if that night wasn't the night. And he was very much looked after by Kevin Manning, who obviously had the instructions not to beat him up on his first run for quite a while. He's sure to come on for that run. And it was a really good race as well. Dark Crusader, good tradition, and Chapter 7 will be all verging on listed stroke Group 3 class. So that wasn't a bad return on his first start for quite a while. And I see he's 12-1 this morning, and that does look a big price for a horse who's got good form in the book, at the track, and comes from a yard in good form. So I'd probably play those two against the field. Ivanovic Gorbachev has to be the number one choice at 4-1, but at 12-1, a little small saver on Weather Watch won't do any harm.
Couple to consider there then in the 8 o'clock, and the final race is the 8:30. We finish here with a maiden over a mile and 5 furlongs, and Hallmark is the 11-4 favourite at the time of recording this. 3-1 for Prospector, Dalmatia is 9-2, 11-2 for Chinese Light, and it's 10-1 and double figure prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I've got hardly any opinion in this race other than a couple of horses I think are worth keeping an eye on for the future. Obviously Hallmark, Prospector, they take out a large chunk of the market. They're both trained by Erno Brown. Jockey booking suggests that Hallmark's the number one choice, but they're fairly easy to back this morning, suggesting that perhaps one or two of the other horses in the race are fancied, or more importantly, those two aren't as strong as what they might be. Dalmatia's coming for a lot of support. Interesting that Eddie Harty's filly is yet to win a race, but has been running in some very decent events over hurdlers of late and has very much improved over Timber. I think that horse could be dangerous. Chinese Light's had her chances. I thought Kennedy ran a night-catching race from a slow beginning of the day down in Wexford. But I'm just going to throw one into the mix here. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute he'll win this race, but I do urge podcasters to keep their eye on Bold Bid here. I've had my eye on this horse ever since he ran a night-catching race at the Curra two starts ago in quite a hot maiden. And he once again caught the eye for me at Ballinrobe last time out behind the subsequent winner Sherlock Holmes. We've also had horses in that race such as Sikandar, who finished behind Bold Bid, funny enough, go on to win subsequently. So I think that race down in Ballinrobe was quite a good one of his kind. I just didn't think this horse handled the track at all. He's a big, long striding horse, and I think Leopardstown will suit him tonight. Where he finishes will be anyone's guess, but I'm just going to put this horse up at a huge price just to outrun his odds and to see where he finishes. I certainly think he'll run better than 25-1 odds this morning suggest.
Fair enough. One to keep an eye on. In the last, then, let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, just a few betting races here tonight at Leopardstown that interest me. The first race is a pivotal race for me in many respects, because I don't really fancy Cenotaph dropping back down to 6 furlongs, whereas I do think Anonymous Lady and Izzy Bayo Grey have got plenty of upside, and they're the two against the favourite. Lieutenant General and the Crewmaster should take their respective races for the Magnia stroke O'Brien axis. In the 6:55, I'll go with Ferguson again, who's run a couple of eye-catching races at track of late. My best bet on the car by distance is this morning mix. 5-2 in the Racing Post this morning. I thought that was a big price, so I'm even more interested in taking 11-2 about Jim Bolger's long striding colt by Teofilio. In the 8 o'clock, 2 against the field, the classy Ivanovic Gorbachev, and also Weather Watch, who's got some great form at the track. In the final race, just keep an eye on Bold Bid there, because I don't think for 1 minute he's going to be troubling the judge, but he's a horse very much to stay on the right side of in future.
Superb. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Leopardstown this evening.
OK, cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.